Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with issues, topics, and people that are important to you and that connect us to this community. Well, for more than 50 years, Silver Key, an organization, has been serving seniors. Silver Key ensures that area seniors are able to have the choice of safely and healthy aging with dignity and independence. Silver Key works to make sure that the value, worth, and needs of all seniors are identified and honored. And joining me this morning with information about this amazing organization and the volunteer opportunities available, as well as the services available for seniors, we have Derek Wilson, Chief Strategy Officer for Silver Key, joining us. Derek, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Shannon. Thank you for having me.
And we also are joined by Jamie Hulligan, who's Director of Volunteers and Community Engagement for Silver Key. Jamie, so glad you could join us.
Good morning, Shannon. Thank you for having us.
You bet. And Jamie, we're going to talk to you a little bit later on. First, let's start with Derek. Derek, why don't you start with, the most basic question. What is Silver Key?
Well, thank you so much, and I love that question. You know, we live in a growing community, a community that's very transitory. People are coming here. And as we grow, people don't always know who Silver Key is. And so I want them to know that for more than 50 years, Silver Key has been serving seniors right here in the Pikes Peak region. We're a 501c3 local nonprofit committed to making this the best community in the nation to age. And so as folks have been drawn here and we grow, we want them to know that we help preserve the dignity and independence of older adults, allowing them the choice to safely and healthy age as they choose. And we achieve that through four essential pillars of service: our reserve and direct transportation, people see our shuttles all the time, our home delivered meals, including the Meals on Wheels provider, nutrition services, our entire gamut of health and wellness services that run the spectrum from guardianship, wards of the state type of thing, all the way to myself, friends, family, loved one has a question or concern, can you help me? We can help them with that. And then finally, housing. That's our newest pillar related to affordable senior housing complex, as well as housing navigation and home modification. So there's a lot of ways that we help serve seniors right here.
Right. And I love the origin story of Silver Key. Why don't you take us back 50 plus years or so to when Silver Key started? How did it come about?
Yeah, it's a really cool origin story. So our founder, Betsy Myers Burrow, she went to bed one night very concerned about, and again, this 1970, area seniors in nursing homes that were lonely, isolated, not getting all the help that they needed. And she had a dream that night. And in that dream, she saw Colorado Springs and a dark cloud hanging over the city. But in her dream, she saw that that cloud must have a silver lining. A door appeared, and then next to that door floating was a key that to unlock that door. And so when she woke up the next day, she got together with a group of concerned citizens and said, we need to do something. And she came up with the name Silver Key based on that dream to help area seniors in need, to get them the services they need, to help get them out of isolation, to help improve the quality of life and therefore the quantity of life. And that's what we've continued to do steadily over the decades, is to help serve area seniors, bringing them hope.
Yeah, someone who actually took action on a dream. Most of us just file away a dream and say, well, that's odd. That's an odd thing to dream about. But here she took it, and we have the tangible results of that dream in action now 50 plus years later. So let's talk about the services that Silver Key provides. You mentioned them a little bit off the top, part of the four pillars, as you said, but why don't you go a little bit more in depth here?
Absolutely. So we provide a wraparound family of services. If someone has a need, we either provide them or get them to the service provider. So I usually like to say, kind of jokingly, we do everything except for inject or extract things from the body. So we don't do the direct primary care, but if you need meals, food is medicine, we're there to provide meals in a congregate setting or delivered to their home. We are there to provide those essential medical appointment rides, or getting them to the grocery store, getting them connected to people in a social way. So those rides are really important to get around. Real quickly, without transportation, you quickly realize that life gets much more difficult. Behavioral mental health services, counseling, therapeutics, assessments. We do all of those things through resource navigation and through our team of mental health experts that we have on staff. Companionship is a big part of that. We have three companionship services: our guardianship, our Reassurance Plus, and our vets program, which are all about making sure that people are connected to others, getting a meal if that's applicable, getting them out into the community, keeping them engaged, and then housing navigation. So whether that's coming in saying, I need rent assistance, I need help finding a place, filling out that application, home modification, property tax aid through our partnership with AARP. There's a bunch of different things that we do to help folks. So when there's a need, they come to us and we make sure that they get it. We have an emergency food pantry. We have a thrift store that folks can purchase durable medical equipment if they need to get that. And that's open to all ages. So it's a great place to come and find that hidden treasure or to get that essential need. And when you're thinking about your donation of unused items or repurposed items, think about the Silver Key Friends Thrift Store located at 1605 South Murray Boulevard.
Great. Good idea there. And I know that, you know, when you're talking about making sure that our seniors are connected to others, a lot of it is avoiding the isolation that sometimes aging, especially as maybe friends move away or neighbors move away, it can be a very difficult thing and can place undue mental strain on these seniors who already are dealing with enough, we know. What kind of people do you serve? I know you keep statistics on all of that.
Yeah. Great question. So first off, you know, related to that, our motto, our tagline is that aging is all of us. It's the single shared life experience that all of us will journey through. You know, aging is synonymous with living. You know, the opposite of aging is, you know, other things. And we don't want that. We want people to have a quality of life. And so we serve all seniors with all the services in all neighborhoods. Now, we're historically known for serving the most disadvantaged. And absolutely, that's true. We help folks. And during this giving season, those folks need help more than ever. And we'll talk more about that later in the show. But what I want folks to know is that they can choose to get care from us. They're getting high quality, competent, expert level, compassionate care. And when they choose to get care from us, their getting care is our ability to give care to others. So 100% of any proceeds from the care that they choose to get go to serving those seniors in need. So it's a great win for everybody. They needed to get the care anyway, whatever form that looks like, we can provide it. And we like to think of it as caring for folks like family. We've been doing this for more than 50 years. We know what we're doing. We're trusted in the community. And that comes for a reason, because of the integrity that we've built, the trust that we've built, and the way that we really do care for our seniors.
Right, right. And you know, if you would like to find out more about Silver Key as you're listening to this and listening to Derek Wilson, you can go to their website, silverkey.org. There's also a hotline, right, Derek? Because sometimes seniors or others don't want to go online. They'd rather get their information from a real life person. What's the hotline number?
Yeah, if you can't get to the website or wanted to call in and talk to somebody, our Silver Line phone number is 719-884-2300, 719-884-2300. We can help.
All right. And coming up, we need to take a short break now, but we'll be talking to Jamie Holligan, who's going to be talking about something Derek touched on briefly, the end of year giving campaign, ways that you can help boost the efforts of Silver Key. Because as Derek mentioned, this is something that will impact each and every one of us at some point. I mean, there are other nonprofits out there who might target one particular audience or another, but when it comes to aging, we're all going to do it, and we're all going to get to that place at some point. All right, we'll be back with more of The Extra and Silver Key just after these messages. We're back talking to Silver Key. Jamie Holligan on the line right now. She's the Director of Volunteers and Community Engagement. And certainly on this Colorado Gives Day, it's important to remember our area seniors and ways that we can give back. So, Jamie, let's talk about the end of year giving campaign.
Shannon, I'm actually going to punt this over to Derek. He's going to touch base on a few highlights for your listeners. And then we're going to talk about some of our upcoming projects. So go ahead, Derek.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. As you mentioned, Shannon, this is Colorado Gives Day. It's one of the largest one-day giving movements in the country. And we're so excited and thrilled to be a part of it. It's a way for folks to give back. You know, Giving Tuesday was last week, and it's an important, you know, philanthropic day for folks after they get through all the Black Fridays and Small Business Saturdays and Cyber Mondays and all that good stuff, to think about others for a moment and to how they can make an impact in their lives. And so on this Colorado Gives Day, they can boost their giving where a dollar goes further. They have $1 million plus incentive fund in this state. So we're really blessed in Colorado to have that, where when folks give, we get a share of that incentive fund. So it's really easy for folks to do. They can go to coloradogives.org, enter Silver Key in the nonprofit search field. Once they find us, they can fill out the donation information form. It's really easy, fast, and they can schedule their gift just with a few clicks. So we would encourage folks to think about doing that. When you think about where you can give, you can have a huge impact in your local community. Their whole statement of Colorado Gives is give where you live, so it stays local, and we get that incentive fund from the state. So if your audience is thinking about a giving, they're hesitant or wondering who they can give to, well, right here, we serve more than 11,000 unique seniors in the area every year. We did recent data research where we did more than 120,000, more than 120,000 touches with area seniors. We can say that with confidence based on the data that we track and maintain, and we know that we're making a massive impact in a community that just continues to grow. And for seniors, it's grown at double the national average. And so the need is great, and we're asking the community to help because we cannot do it without their support.
Right, right. And it's important for your end of year budget, making those budget numbers, right? Because, I mean, that details how many people you're going to be able to help in the year ahead. So what are your hopes for this end of year giving?
Yeah, so I like to think of money as like the oxygen for us to breathe and to function. Mm-hmm. It's the fuel for everything. You know, the shuttles that I talked about, they don't run on, you know, hugs and kisses, and the meals don't get purchased, you know, packaged, you know, cooked, prepared, packaged, and delivered out on pats on the backs and attaboys. It requires dollars and cents for us to be able to provide services in a quality way, because we don't think that your income should, you know, tied to the level of care you receive. We want everyone to get that high quality level of care. And so with that said, we're able to take dollars and make them go further through our partnerships, through our collaborations, the fact that we are 501c3, we don't pay that tax, because we give back to the community in huge ways. And I touched on that. We're talking thousands of people a month coming through our emergency food pantry that we're in partnership with Care and Share. We get the food, but to provide all those services, to keep the freezers and the refrigerators going and the staffing and the volunteer recruitment and training and the things that go on with that, it requires, you know, the ability to have resource to thrive. And that only happens by the community coming together on this Colorado Gives Day and considering making that donation to us so that we can go further and do more because of each one of your audience members.
And you talk about the impact that people can have. I mean, through Colorado Gives Day, like you said, you actually can make your dollar stretch even further by expanding and getting that matching amount. Well, it's not quite matching, but it definitely is more than zero. So let's talk about the impact that people can have.
Right. So just a couple of examples. $100 gives 1 hour of time with the behavioral health therapist, specialist. It gives 10 meals through Meals on Wheels. So $100 goes really far to making sure that a lot of people get fed. You go up a little bit, you go to $500. You know, that's time spent for clients to get utility assistance with a resource navigator or to have emergency assistance support. We call them SKIA funds internally, Silver Key Emergency Assistance. We help people, you know, be able to becoming homeless by helping them get into rental situation, or maybe they need moving assistance. This happens to seniors where they're on fixed incomes, often low fixed incomes, and we need to be able to step up and help. And that happens because of the type of impact that the dollars given have. And the more predictable, reliable, and steady that income is, the more planning we can do, which just helps us to really go about this in a very planned, methodical way. You know, more than 84 cents of every dollar goes directly to helping folks, seniors in need, when they give to Silver Key. That's phenomenal numbers when you think about, you know, where your dollars go. They're not going to fundraising. They're not going to administrative. They're going to help people. And we're really proud of that.
And Jamie, do you want to weigh in on this, on the difference that those donor dollars can make?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these donor dollars, like Derek said, they make a difference in the lives of the seniors. They change their lives, create a smile on their face when we have extra meals and an opportunity to connect with them in a companionship capacity or provide those senior health and wellness services. So it truly changes the lives of our local seniors in the Pikes Peak area.
All right. Well, Jamie and Derek, we need to take another short break. We've got traffic and weather ahead. Also, your local news. So stick around. More of KRDO News Radio's The Extra in just a couple of minutes, where we continue the conversation with Silver Key. And let's give the website out again. Of course, ColoradoGives.org. That's the way that you can give money and direct it to Silver Key. Just search in Silver Key. Also, you can go directly to Silver Key's own website, silverkey.org. Or you can give a call to the Silver Line and talk to someone. 719-884-2300 is the number. We have more of The Extra just ahead. Good morning. And if you're just joining us, we're in the midst of a discussion with the folks from Silver Key about what this nonprofit does, how it helps the aging in the Pikes Peak region, and how we can all help in that mission and bringing about success. We're being joined this morning by Derek Wilson and Jamie Holligan. Let's talk about now some of the new initiatives you're looking at. One to do with affordable housing. Derek or Jamie, I'm not sure who should answer this, but why don't you take it away?
Sure.
Sure. I can start with the affordable housing.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Derek.
Okay. Sorry about that. So with affordable housing, what we know is that there's a public health crisis around the country with affordable housing. Seniors are disproportionately impacted. They have unique needs and concerns, including accessibility, the ability, they're often on those low fixed incomes. And there's a whole slew of things in terms of for seniors with that. But in the Pikes Peak region, we know that housing is a really big problem. And so when it comes to the social determinants of health, safe, stable, affordable housing is where, good quality health starts with. You got to have that as a baseline. It's hard to do much else if you don't know where, you're going to lay your head tonight, or there's a roof over your head or a warm place to go. So it's a big deal. And that's...
Derek, are you there? We may Uh-oh. Have just lost Derek. Jamie, maybe
oh, no.
you can pick up.
Sure.
It's a good thing we have
yeah,
you on the line.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with technology there.
Murray Boulevard.
There we go. Derek, I think we just accidentally had a mute moment. So why don't you kind of repeat your last couple of sentences?
Sure, sure. So again, so social determinants of health is where I'll start with, is that when it comes to safe, stable, affordable housing, where that begins, you have to have that in order to build upon that to help others in many other ways. So we are excited about our new 50-unit affordable senior living complex that we're looking to build, connected up to our main campus at 1625 South Murray Boulevard. We're in the early stages of planning and development, really building up the community's excitement behind this and support behind it. They can get involved by, of course, donating. They can let the city officials know that this is needed. We want to make a difference in the lives of seniors. And we like to say this holiday season to bring hope home for seniors and those feelings of home so that they can have that. So that's where we're at with it. We're, like I said, still going through the process of getting everything worked out, but we look forward to what's to come with that.
Well, it certainly sounds special. And you're also doing something that's a little bit more high tech than just the brick and mortar of housing, although that's very badly needed, with a pop-up expansion. Explain this.
Sure. So Shannon, the pop-up service expansion is an opportunity for Silver Key Senior Services to provide meals to individuals in the eastern portion of our community. So the Falcon, Peyton, Calhoun area. This has been something we're really excited about. We started this in November, and we've partnered with the libraries out there. So the High Prairie Library in Falcon and Peyton, as well as the Calhoun Library. We can have individuals come and pick up some five-pack of grab-and-go frozen meals during the lunchtime on Tuesdays, and they can receive these services by contacting our silverkey.org or our Silver Line at 719-884-2300. Once again, these are nutritious meals that change the lives of our seniors. One quick story I want to share is I was out there in November when we were kicking this off and spoke with a gentleman that was a widow, and he said, Jamie, I don't like to cook. And I'm so thrilled that you guys have this opportunity for me to come out there, engage with other seniors at the library in Callahan. And he said, you know, I got really into eating sweets and unhealthy foods. And he said, this food is so delicious. It's changed my life. It makes me feel better, sleep better, and just have more activity because I'm eating nutritious food. And it's really changed my life. And it was such a touching moment because, you know, we really, truly are impacting the seniors. And they're able to have that connectivity, that place to come to and look forward to every Tuesday with our staff and our volunteers. Right. So that's our pop-up service expansion project.
And certainly it also makes people in the community feel that they have a resource to guide their seniors to, because it's not, you know, it's not uncommon for people to notice seniors struggling. That happens. And when people notice it, they want to help but don't know how. But if they are aware of a service like what you're mentioning, this pop-up service expansion, that's something that's so great that you can just basically say, hey, listen, there's something you need to check out. There's something that can really help you get through what may be a difficult time for our seniors. So wonderful to hear that. Is there a timeline of when we can expect some of these projects to really be in full force?
Well, the pop-up project, just to touch base on that, I mean, we launched this in November. It's going to be ongoing. It's a way for us to kind of test the waters on the need for the seniors' need in the rural and the eastern area of the Colorado Springs Pikes Peak region. So we're hoping to have some additional services coming soon, but this is once again something ongoing with the pop-up, and Derek will be able, I'll punt it back to him to talk about the timeline for the housing.
Yeah, thank you. And the thing is about the pop-up service extension, that's really cool, is that we've seen tremendous outpouring of support from the Falcon, Peyton, and Callan communities. We, you know, kind of set benchmarks. We're hoping for X number of people by a certain date. Well, within less than 2 months, we're seeing almost 50 people every Tuesday come out and growing every week. So that's awesome. As far as housing goes, there's a lot of moving parts with this. Right now, we're going through the LIHTC, the Low Income Housing Tax Credit application process. We feel good about that. But if you can write a letter of support to us to say that, you know, this is something that we know that we need in this community, we would love to have that. And then we kind of go through the process. And so we're hopeful that by late 2022 or early 2023, we're going to see development and then hopefully done by 2024. The need is great right now. So we want to start making a difference to each and every individual, but we've got to get started somewhere.
Right. Well, and letter writing, I mean, I'm good at it, but my father-in-law, now he can write a letter. So, and any of our listeners, if you're hearing this and would like to support the efforts of Silver Key to provide more affordable housing for seniors, this is an ideal project for you to tackle. I mean, talk about an easy giving of oneself, but that can have maximum impact as well. So again, we're talking to the folks from Silver Key, talking about the end of year giving campaign, of course, and today highlighting the fact that Silver Key is one of the participating recipient agencies through Colorado Gives Day that you can send your donation dollars too, and that way the donation is maximized by having a percentage that is matched through the fund that does that through ColoradoGives.org. If you'd like to find out more about Silver Key, just go to SilverKey.org or give them a call on their silver line. Not a hotline, it's a silver line, 719-884-2300. We have one more segment with the folks from Silver Key still ahead. We'll tell you about the benefits of volunteering, how you can get more active in this mission. That's coming up as the extra continues. Well, we've been talking to the folks from Silver Key, and certainly we've been talking about ways that you can donate or write letters in support of their affordable housing initiative. That's another way you can support. But certainly we don't want to overlook the importance of volunteers, volunteer power. And Jamie Halligan's on the line to talk about the next volunteer recruitment meeting that you're going to be holding. Tell us about what people can expect and when they could attend.
Absolutely. Thank you, Shannon. So Silver Key has a Volunteer Impact Program, VIP program, and this is truly the heartbeat of our organization. We literally could not do what we do for seniors across the Pikes Peak region without our volunteers. And so it's critical for us to engage our seniors and recognize them, but also continue to recruit seniors or individuals, anybody in the community that would want to give back and make a difference with our mission. So we are going to have a volunteer recruitment meeting on January 11th, so 1/11, at 2 p.m. here at Silver Key. We're located at 1625 South Murray Boulevard, 80916. Individuals can email us. They can reach out to us at volunteer@silverkey.org to RSVP and let us know that they're coming. There's lots of opportunities, like Derek said, to assist on an individual or group basis throughout our pillars of support that we provide for the seniors. So Derek mentioned things like our rides, our transportation, our reserve and ride, senior health and wellness, in particular, our companionship program. There's a lot of exciting things going on with our Reassurance Plus, as well as our Vets program. So we're actively looking for ideally at least 1 to 2 dozen individuals that would want to help out and change the life of a senior by sitting down with them and playing a game of checkers or connecting with them by bringing that nutritious meal. We have an amazing porch light technology where they're able to connect with their loved ones on a device and be able to have that, once again, that social connectivity, which is one of the social determinants of health. So our volunteer recruitment meeting is going to be happening on January 11th. Individuals can get involved at any point in time throughout the year, but this is an opportunity for them to come in, learn about all of the things that they can get involved in. And the benefits and rewards of volunteering, Shannon, I mean, they're endless. I mean, really, I think anytime anybody gives back and has a genuine and compelling heart to help another, it's satisfying, it's good for your heart and soul, and it's fulfilling. It makes you feel like you're doing something really impactful at the end of the day. And it shares, individuals and volunteers are able to create smiles for the lives of our local seniors.
Wow. And probably also impacts the health in a positive way of the volunteers, too, because nothing makes you feel better than by doing a good deed for others, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good for the heart and soul, for sure. And, you know, with this new year, New Year's resolutions, new year, new you, individuals of all ages can come and help us. We have a lot of individuals that are minors between 12 and 17 that are accompanied by adults. Can help out all the way up to age 90. We have all decades, all individuals. Like I said, groups or individuals can come in and help us out on a short-term or a long-term basis. So we have a lot of options and a lot of flexibility for folks and your listeners that would be interested.
Fantastic. So it's not like you have to volunteer every day or even every week. You just have it where you can volunteer on your schedule and where your schedule is open, right?
Absolutely. Every hour that a volunteer gives us is truly a blessing. So if somebody can do 2 hours a week or 20 hours a week, whatever they choose to do, once again, it's impactful and it helps reinforce our mission.
Okay. So you have a recruitment meeting coming up in January, early in January, January 11th. Can people find out more information about that meeting and other ways to volunteer by going to your website?
Yes, by going to the website silverkey.org or contacting that Silver Line 719-884-2300. Just ask for Jamie. I'd be happy to give you some more information and get you connected for this amazing opportunity.
Great. Well, Jamie, stick around. Derek, I know you're on the line still. Derek Wilson, who's the Chief Strategic Officer. Let's talk about, in this hour, what would you like people to go away, our listeners, from hearing about Silver Key? What would you like them to go away with? What's the key nugget here?
Yeah, well, thank you again for having us. We appreciate that. Again, we need the community support. When you think about the holiday season, this giving season, this is the time to really consider investing in our mission. You know, Jamie talked about kind of a New Year's resolution type of thing, whatever that looks like. If that's your time or your talent, if that's your treasure, if that's just sharing with other people, you know, getting on our social media accounts and making sure people know what's going on, all those things help make a difference in the lives of seniors that we all will either are, will be, or someone that we know. And so it is all of us. And we want folks to consider how they might make a difference today and in the year to come.
Fantastic. Couldn't have said it better. And Jamie Hulligan, what about your final thoughts in terms of the presentation that's been said today? What would you like our listeners to know? What's the key nugget or nuggets that you'd like them to take away with them?
definitely want all of your listeners, if you're engaged today and you're hearing this, get involved with Silver Key, become a volunteer, or if you can't volunteer personally, talk to maybe one of your family members or coworkers or neighbors. There's got to be somebody you know that would want to be a part of our Silver Key family and give back and once again change lives. So we're just so excited to be able to talk with folks that are interested in our mission and be, like Derek said, be able to put their time and talents to good use and once again create smiles for the seniors.
Yeah, I love creating smiles for anyone. But as we are getting ready to wrap this up, one final question that I have, and I think, Derek, maybe you might be able to answer this. So often when we do want to see our seniors in the community helped, it's very difficult sometimes to get over that hurdle of whether it's reserve or pride or feeling like they don't want to be a burden. It's difficult to get over that hump to make sure that our seniors are connected to these important services that can help prevent them from having poor nutrition or what have you. What would you say to make sure that people in our community who are listening or relatives of those who are listening know that these services are available for them and nobody will look askance at them for taking advantage of these?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. It is something that this particular demographic, struggles with at times. Number one, we have great training for our volunteers. We have a professional team on board here that knows what to do and how to approach these types of issues. And I think the most important thing is that we come offering hope. It's not a handout. It's really a hand up, and to make sure that the folks know that as we pour in hope and that quality of life improves, the quantity of life follows, and we want to make them live healthy, live safely, live better, because if you're going to live, you might as well do it really well and good, and we do aging well right here at Silver Key. So I think that we know what we're doing with this. We've done it for a long time in the community, and the seniors in the community know this.
All right. Well, Derek Wilson, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And Jamie Holligan, again, thank you for joining us and telling us about ways to get involved, ways to engage, and ways to support this community.
Thank you, Shannon. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And for those who are listening, do consider Silver Key and designating them as part of your donation to receive your donated funds on today, Colorado Gives Day. Just go to coloradogives.org where you can truly make a difference with your donation dollars before the end of the year. If you'd like to find out more about Silver Key, the website is silverkey.org. And all of the resources are listed there. You can also find out about those volunteer opportunities, including the upcoming recruitment meeting, January 11th. And finally, if you'd prefer to talk to someone without going online, there's that option available as well, of course. The Silver Line, available at 719-884-2300. And to our guests today from Silver Key, thank you for all you do in the community. And to our listeners, thank you for spending this hour learning more about this important mission.